I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Holocaust. For most of us, this haunting word conjures up ghastly and painful images of concentration camp inmates, train cars filled with passengers bound for extermination, and tales of torture that defy comprehension. The Holocaust gave new meaning to man's capacity for cruelty. And yet somehow the Holocaust has also managed to teach us so much about the possibility of stunning courage, resilience, and hope in the face of true horror. And that's what we hear from this week's essayist, Rabbi Wayne Franklin.
I didn't know any Holocaust survivors when I was growing up in a small town in Texas in the 1950s. Then, my mother's cousin, who had been fortunate to get out of Germany in the 1930s, came to live in our town. But I didn't know how his life had been turned upside down until many years later. And then a new rabbi came to our town, and he spent the rest of his life at our synagogue. He and his immediate family had escaped from Czechoslovakia, where he had a pulpit before the Nazis invaded. I knew that most of his family had been murdered in Hungary, but I didn't hear Holocaust narratives back then. My father had served in the U.S. Army in Europe and in the Pacific, and he told war stories, but my parents didn't discuss the Holocaust. That was typical of that generation. When I moved to New York City for college and rabbinical school, I began meeting concentration camp survivors. Listening to their stories was shocking and gripping. One of my teachers told of being locked in a gas chamber, but was let out after the Nazis, for some unknown reason, didn't gas that group of prisoners. In Michigan, where I served as a rabbi several years later, I learned that my neighbor Rose was her husband Sidney's second wife. Her older sister, who died in Auschwitz, was his first wife. Only 15 years ago, I discovered that my father had an aunt and cousins who had remained in Lithuania. They had survived in the Kaunas ghetto until it was being liquidated, but they were shot by a Nazi soldier as they were fleeing the chaos. In contrast to the Nazis' teaching of contempt for people they considered inferior, I believe that every human being is precious and deserves love, kindness, and respect, no matter one's race, religion, nationality, political views, or sexual orientation. I continue to read and listen to stories about what happened in the Holocaust. I marvel at how each person found inner strength to stay alive. I am inspired when I read of people's incredible courage, taking dangerous risks to protect strangers, to prove that the whole world did not become brutes. And I look forward to hearing these remarkably important stories each year at Rhode Island's Interfaith Commemoration of Holocaust and Heroes Remembrance Day. They remind me to cherish every person I meet.
Rabbi Wayne Franklin has been the senior rabbi at Temple Emmanuel in Providence since 1981. Since 1984, he has chaired the committee which organizes the Rhode Island Interfaith Commemoration of Holocaust and Heroes Remembrance Day. This year, the event will be held on Sunday, April 27th at 3 p.m. at Temple Emmanuel. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.